Hello and welcome to FOF Gym Chat. We're Kinsey and Josh Presnell. Thanks so much for joining us today as we chat about and explore topics that are coming up in our gym, Fixed on Fitness. The purpose of this podcast is to provide a simple and effective approach to health and fitness that helps you feel confident and equipped to live your best life. If you have any questions that you want us to tackle, please send us a DM on Instagram to @FixOnFitness. All right, let's get into today's episode. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of FOF Gym Chat. I'm Kinsey.
Hey guys, I'm Josh.
And today we've got a little story to tell. It's just sometimes we love to relate different things that go on at home, at the gym, like different things that we're dealing with to how they can apply outside of that situation. And so today we have one. I'm going to let Josh kind of tell it because this was really like your idea coming up with, and I'm just going to run with it too, I guess.
That'll work. Yeah, so I love telling stories and relating stories to real life situations. It kind of really gets you to think about things in a different light. So this one, I just wrote this down a couple days ago and I just called it the battery story. So we have this stick blender that we use to mix up protein and coffee or like nighttime teas or things like that. Anyway, it's kind of like a little whisk. And that stick blender started running out of energy and dying on me. It was working, but it was taking a long time to get the job done. And it was like any day where I knew the batteries were finally just going to give out. So I went into the laundry room and looked for some AA batteries. I have a ton at the gym, but I wasn't sure how many I had here. And after digging through this box with every kind of battery in the world, I found one AA, but I needed two AA's for this stick blender. So I took what I had and I just picked one, and I remembered which one I changed out, put the new battery in, and then right away that stick blender fired up and it started working as if there were two new batteries in it. So it was kind of like full charge, or so it seemed. And then I told myself, when I come home from the gym, I need to bring another battery for this thing so it lasts a lot longer. And I kept telling myself that, and maybe 10, 12, 14 days goes by, and then that stick blender started to kind of give out and die again. And when it did, I knew I had to bring that other battery home. Like, I couldn't wait any longer. I remembered to bring that battery home, changed it out, put it in. Boom, stick blender works. So it just got me thinking, if we equate ourselves or our energy to these batteries, it just posed some questions for me where, is there anywhere in my life that I'm not holding up my end of the bargain and I'm draining somebody else's battery? So like, is there somewhere that I can improve? Like, am I the battery that's always sucking the life out of the good battery? Or is there anywhere in my life that I'm the battery that's fully charged and something else is just kind of draining and sucking the life out of me? And I wonder, it kind of made me wonder how long do I think I could keep that up before that battery just sucks the life out of me even faster. So yes, it was just a very simple, let's change the batteries, but it really got me thinking about, for a little while, you can kind of mask that and somebody can pull you along, or you can pull somebody else along or situation, but it won't take long for that bad battery or something or someone in your life to just start to suck the life out of you. And you think it's going to last longer than it is, but you start to drain out really fast. And on the flip side, it's always kind of hard to take a deep dive and see where is it that maybe there's room for improvement. so you could stop sucking the life out of somebody else's battery. So anyway, that's kind of a chopped up version, but that's my battery story.
Well, and I think you can look at a lot of different areas in your life. I mean, for me, the first thing that comes to mind, because our life does revolve around the gym, is, you know, the beauty of group fitness, the beauty of showing up for a workout with other people, right? You may have a day where you are like the battery that's drained and you come in and you really are relying on the group to pick you up and to get you going and to help, quote unquote, motivate, even though I hate that word, motivate you to do what you need to do. And, you know, then there's some that are always full of energy and there's some that, you know, it's okay to have that bad day. But I would really look to areas of your life where you are constantly like the low energy and why that is. I think that is another question that we have to ask is not just like, okay, what areas do I feel like I'm relying on other people to carry the weight or to build me up or to encourage me? And these are things that we have to intrinsically do. Like we can't rely on everybody else to do everything for us. So when we're that weak battery and we're, you know, constantly relying on someone else or something else or a coach or a teammate or a coworker or a family member to really pull weight, I think that's where we really have to look at and start to ask the question, like, why am I so drained? Like, why am I feeling so bad when I, you know, walk into this room or when I'm around these people or when I'm doing this thing? And that's where we really have to start to peel back layers. I think it's easy to blame every day on a bad day or blame every bad attitude on I'm tired or whatever, but that can't be our norm. We have to be the people. I think it's a good balance. I think more so we need to be the person that is pulling others along. But, you know, I think we also have to realize that we do need help sometimes too. So I think it's an interesting balance that you have to look through. I don't know. Yeah. What do you think on that?
No, I like it. I like where you went with the fitness thing there. There is a lot of power in group settings like that. More often than not, when you put a lot of people into a group and you start to go to town on a workout, you know, maybe misery loves company. Like these workouts are hard. When somebody else is doing something hard with you, it becomes easier to do versus, you know, being solo by yourself all the time. And like, there's nothing wrong with working out solo, but there is a lot of power in a group setting right there. So if you are on the low end with the battery, definitely keep showing up to the group classes. It's going to help you along. The other thing that kind of stuck out was, once I put the other new battery in there. So I had like one real new and one kind of new, that whisk or that, stick blender.
Everything was overflowing.
It's still like running at high capacity right now because something it's not being drained further. So if you have a partner or if you're a partner in something or in a relationship, or I know that's a different direction than fitness right now, but when you both can start to fire on all cylinders and look out for each other, that energy will stay at a higher output for a longer period of time. Just like those two new batteries are working together, neither battery's having to work quite as hard to pull the other load.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's how teams work. That's how a relationship works. I mean, it's one person can't always pull the weight. You can do it for a little while, like Josh said, but you can't do it forever. And that's where we see this sense of overwhelm and burnout. And I mean, I've talked about a million times, like I like to do it all. I want to think I can do it all. I want to try to pull all of the weight. I don't like to ask for help. But just because we're asking for help doesn't mean that we're draining. Like we're meant to work with each other. We're meant to work together. So, you know, I think the question that a lot of us could benefit from asking is just how am I showing up and what energy am I bringing to this place when I walk through the door? And I think that can be any place. That can be your home. That can be your workplace. That can be the gym. That can be anywhere that you walk in. You know, a lot of times we're attracted to people with a lot of energy. And, you know, it's just all energy is contagious. So positive energy is contagious, but negative is as well. And so if you get three, I always call them like Eeyores, just like Debbie Downers, whatever you want to call them, you know, together, like the energy just plummets. There's like a stick blender, like it isn't even going to work when we have so much negative going on. And, you know, one positive isn't going to pull three negatives. So that stick blender needed four batteries. That one working battery, that new one wasn't going to work if there were three bad ones in there. So we really have to be very careful of who we put ourselves around. Because there, you know, sometimes we don't have a choice, but we really need to be careful of who we're putting ourselves around, I feel like, because if you're constantly around somebody that is just draining the life out of you, you're going to bring that energy into the next room that you walk in or into your door when you walk in to, you know, do homework with your kids and have dinner with your family. So we have to be really careful about all the energy and really think about how we're showing up. That's kind of where I have on that. I don't know what you think.
No, I like it. No, I think that's solid. I could probably close it there.
You can close it there? All right, cool. So think about how you show up. I think that's the biggest thing. And think about just the battery story, I would say. You'll find it relating to different parts in your life. If you just think about it, you'll see it has application in more areas than just one, I think. So with that, you guys have an awesome week, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.